Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fountain of Living Waters Church broadcast with your host, Assistant Pastor Michelle Edelin. Prepare to draw deep from the well of living water that gives life-sustaining strength, encouragement, and joy. Once you drink from the fountain, you will never thirst again. Now, here's your host, Assistant Pastor Michelle Edelin.
Praise God, and welcome to Fountain of Living Waters Church broadcast. It is a beautiful day that the Lord has made, and we will make a decision to rejoice and be glad in it. I pray that everyone has had an absolutely wonderful day, a marvelous day, a magnificent day, a day full of blessings, a day full of you serving Christ in every way that you can. I am your host for tonight, Michelle Edelin, Assistant Pastor at Fountain of Living Waters Church. Thank you so much for joining. Fountain of Living Waters Church is a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching, and Bible-teaching church in Raleigh, North Carolina. We have service on Sunday mornings beginning at 9 a.m. with Bible Academy. During this time, we do word, verse-by-verse teaching of the Word of God. We then go immediately into our Sunday morning worship service where we praise and worship the living God, where we teach the word and preach the word every single Sunday morning. We have time to fellowship with our brothers and sisters in Christ, and we have a wonderful and dynamic word that is preached and or taught every single Sunday. We come back on Wednesdays where we have our Bible study, and again, this is verse-by-verse teaching of God's word. We also open our pantry, our food pantry, on Wednesday nights when we have Bible study, and we have non-perishable food items. If anyone is in need of those non-perishable food items as well as toiletries, come on by and see us. We'll help you as best we can. If you know of someone who's in need, send them our way. We are at 3540 Maitland Drive, Raleigh, North Carolina. That is Suite 101. Again, that's 3540 Maitland Drive, Suite 101 in Raleigh, North Carolina. We always say that once you take a drink from the fountain that never runs dry, that fountain that has life-sustaining water, it offers that life-sustaining water, you will never, ever thirst again. We invite you to come and fellowship with us. For the past several months, I've been doing the significance series, and that is the significance of certain things in the life of a Christian, in the life of all Christians. You know, there's some things that are really significant and important and necessary in our lives as we go about our Christian journey. And we talked about the significance of prayer. We talked about the significance of praise, the significance of worship. And tonight we're going to talk about the significance of fasting in the life of a Christian. Before I get started, let's offer a word of prayer unto the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that you have allowed us to see. And God, we thank you for how you woke us up this morning and gave us yet another opportunity to serve you. You gave us another opportunity to serve your people. You gave us another opportunity to share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We don't take that for granted. We offer thanks to you for that. We thank you for how you have kept us throughout the course of the day and how you have blessed us and prospered us and given us the opportunity to be here and to do your will. God, thank you for your word, and thank you for everything that's in your word that teaches us how we are to live and how we are to be your disciples, your ambassadors. Thank you, God, for your word, because your word is true and your word is right, and your word is what will be used to change us and to make us and to mold us and to shape us into the people that you would have us to be, into the disciples that you would have us to be. Now, God, speak through me tonight so that we can learn what you would have us to know about the significance of fasting in the life of all Christians. Speak through me and teach us, God, how we are to fast and when we are to fast and why we are to fast and what is the result of fasting. God, we thank you again for just this day. And we thank you for this word. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Again, I am Michelle Edelin, Assistant Pastor at Fountain of Living Waters Church. Thank you so much for joining me tonight for the Fountain of Living Waters Church broadcast. We are so excited to have you join us, and we are excited about this significant series because it has been a real blessing to everyone who has listened, to everyone who has heard this. And again, tonight, we're going to talk about the significance of fasting, the biblical significance of fasting. We have to understand that, you know, sometimes I get the question, Michelle, is it really necessary to fast today? You know, is that really something that we should still do? Or is that just one of those Old Testament things that was done back in, and I put this in air quotes, the Bible days. You know how you hear people refer to it that way. But we have to understand that biblical fasting is one of our spiritual disciplines. And it was encouraged by Jesus Christ himself. It wasn't something that just kind of was stumbled upon. It was encouraged by Jesus. And when he was questioned as to why the Pharisees and the disciples of John the Baptist fasted while Jesus' disciples did not, Jesus said this. He said, "How can the guests of the bridegroom mourn while he is with them? The time will come when the bridegroom will be taken from them. Then they will fast." And that can be found in Matthew 9:15. And basically, Jesus was preparing the disciples to say that, okay, fasting is going to become necessary when I'm no longer here with you, when I'm taken away. And so I want you to understand this, and I want you to know what this biblical discipline is and how to use it. And that's exactly what we have done. You know, Jesus bestowed his power and his authority on the disciples to the extent that they had the power to preach and to heal the sick and cast out demons. And, you know, Jesus was sent to minister to everyone, and he instructed them to take very few provisions when he sent them out. He sent them out in twos. He instructed them to take very few provisions. He asked them, "When I sent you without a purse, a bag, of sandals, did you lack anything? Like, was there anything that you were missing?" And of course, there's not anything that we're missing, because everything that we need, we get from Christ. So he's teaching them that after his departure, that things were going to change, and that the disciples are going to need a different type of preparation and provision, and fasting was going to become a crucial part of this new preparation, this new way of preparing to enter into all that Christ would have for us. So the notion of, you know, fasting is for back in the quote-unquote Bible days, that really is a myth. It is a way for us to prepare ourselves and to make provision for us, and Jesus taught us that. So we have to realize that fasting is for the New Testament church as well. It's not just a concept or a principle that was used in the Old Testament. You know, there are many, many scriptures in the Old Testament that speak to fasting. There is 2 Samuel 1:12. It says, "They mourned and wept and fasted till evening for Saul and his son Jonathan and for the army of the Lord and for the nation of Israel, because they had fallen by sword." So they mourned, wept, and fasted. You know, it wasn't just they mourned or wept. They fasted as well. And so there are references in Daniel 10:3, "I ate no choice food, no meat or wine touched my lips, and I used no lotions at all until the 3 weeks were over." Daniel was preparing himself, you know, he was preparing. And of course, we know in the story of Esther that she said, gather together all the Jews who are in Susa and fast for me. She called a fast. She said, I need you all to fast for me because I've got something very serious that I have to do, and I know that I have to do it, but I need you all fasting for 3 days and three nights, and everybody fast, everybody, everything needs to fast so that you can join with me and help me. But we also see over in the book of Acts, which is in the New Testament, Acts 13 and 2, it says, while they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. So here we have a New Testament reference to fasting. Again, in Acts 14 and 23, talking about Paul and Barnabas again, it says, Paul and Barnabas appointed elders for them in each church, and with prayer and fasting committed them to the Lord in whom they had put their trust. So Paul and Barnabas could not even appoint the elders, be appointed elders for them in the church without prayer and fasting being a part of it. Prayer and fasting had to be a part of what they were doing. In Luke 18 and 12, I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get. So here we have Old as well as New Testament references to fasting. So this whole notion of is fasting necessary today, the answer to that is absolutely. It is absolutely necessary today because it is a way of preparation and provision for us. We cooperate with the Spirit in the working out of our salvation with much prayer, meditation, and study of God's Word. And in addition to this, we have these spiritual practices, and fasting is one of them, these spiritual disciplines, and fasting is one of them. Now, there are many, many different methods of fasting. And I think that's sometimes where a lot of the conversation comes in. I don't want to go as far as to say debate, but some of the conversation comes in surrounding the methods of fasting. I know at our ministry here at Fountain of Living Waters Church, we fast every Wednesday, and we do what is referred to as the Daniel fast. So we have no meats and no sweets on Wednesdays. We have done this for a number of years, and I can tell you firsthand that there have been so many miracles, signs, wonders, deliverances, bondages being broken, and all of those things that we need as a result of the fasting that we do on Wednesdays. So the way our Wednesday works in our ministry is we have a prayer call at 6 a.m. on Wednesday morning, and then we fast all day on Wednesday. So for our ministry, Wednesday is the one corporate day a week. Now, we fast other days a week individually, but corporately, we pray and fast on Wednesdays. That is what we do every single Wednesday. And the testimonies that have come out of doing that, the discipline associated with doing that, have been absolutely phenomenal. Now, if you have medical reasons that may preclude you from being able to do a certain type fast, then you need to use wisdom in that instance. If you have a medical condition that makes certain types of fasts not work for you, then wisdom needs to come in, and you need, or as my grandmother would say, just plain old common sense needs to come into play, because you know we don't want to get so legalistic until we are harming ourselves and we're putting ourselves in danger. So there are other fasts. There's an absolute fast where you only have clear liquids during your time of fasting. So water and clear soups like broths and things like that, just clear liquids. That's an absolute fast, and We've done those before, too, at Fountain of Living Waters Church. We are instructed by our pastor as she is getting instruction from God. And there have been times that we have been called on an absolute fast. We have had fasts from different things, not just food. Fasting doesn't always or only apply to food. Sometimes we need to fast from other things in our lives. Social media is a huge, huge platform that many people use, and I use it. I use it all the time. It can be a great thing, but it can also be really bad for you if you're not careful. So it may be that social media has taken a bigger part of your life, and you need to fast from that so that you can get your priority back in place and let that priority be God. Let God be the priority in your life and not the social media or TV or any of those things that can take away or can pull your focus away from Christ. Fasting helps to focus you, and it helps to discipline your spirit so that your spirit is sharp and you're able to hear from God. You're able to hear what he is telling you to do and what he's speaking to you, the instruction that God is giving to you. That's what fasting helps with. Fasting, of course, your body requires food to survive, food and water. But when we are fasting, that makes it even more important and even more necessary that our hearts and minds are totally 100% focused and directed toward God. And that way, God is the full source of our strength during that time of fasting. So when you fast, if you are constantly thinking about eating or constantly thinking about, okay, this fast is over at 5 p.m. or 7 p.m. or whenever it's over, and I'm going to go and eat a big plate of spaghetti or, you know, whatever, or a big bowl of salad, whatever is your happy meal, I'll say, then, you know, you're not putting your focus and your attention are not directed toward God, and you're not allowing him to be your total source and of strength. You're thinking about what you're going to eat. You're thinking about that meal. And so during that time of fasting, we're supposed to have our minds and our hearts stayed on him. We're supposed to be in an attitude of prayer and attitude of humility, and so that we are allowing the Holy Spirit to minister to us and it can be a time of cleansing as well. Quite often I will hear people kind of broadcast that they are fasting, and that again is something that we are not supposed to do. The Word of God says, but when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face so that it will not be obvious to men that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. That's Matthew 6, 17 and 18. So, I hear people broadcast that they are fasting. And that really is contrary to the word. We are not supposed to announce, if you will, that we are fasting. Now, because our ministry, Fountain of Living Waters Church ministry, has fasted every single Wednesday for several years, I have a couple of coworkers that I'm really close with. And even though I didn't tell them that I was fasting, they picked up on it because we are close and we talk about the word and you know, we share things that we're doing at our churches and I won't eat on Wednesdays, and they have over time picked up on it. And what I've learned is that they have come to respect that Wednesday is the day that my church and I fast. And so that's not a day that they will typically say, hey, Michelle, come on, let's go have lunch. Or, hey, Michelle, come on, let's, you know, go walk down to one of the restaurants downtown. But it's not because I announced that I fast on Wednesdays. It's just that because we're close, they picked up on it. And that is a time for me that I have to make sure that my attitude toward God and my stance, if you will, toward men is with a pure intent and motive. I can't fast and want to use that as a way to attempt to manipulate God into getting something that I want or something that I think is good for me or something that I think is needed for me. That's not good. That's not proper. It's not appropriate. It's wrong. Proper intent and the proper motive, and that is to have our spirits to become more in tune with the Holy Spirit and for us to have a time of cleansing and for us to have a time of even more closeness and intimacy with our Father so that we can hear His instructions and know what He would have for us to do, and not only hear the instructions and know what He would have for us to do, but hear His timing. Like during the time that I'm fasting, that is quite often when God will not only give me instruction on what I'm supposed to do, but He gives me instruction on when I am supposed to do it. Because, you know, I don't know about you, but sometimes when God gives me something, I'm all excited and I want to just run and do it right then. But that may not be the set time for it. So I may have the right instructions, but I may not have the right timing. And it's during my time of fasting that I get the timing for what it is that I'm supposed to do. And I believe that would be the case for all of us. We get instructions, we get timing, we get correction. You know, we get revelation, we get so much from the Father when we are fasting. Because when we're fasting, we are denying ourselves, we're denying our flesh of whatever it is that makes our flesh feel good. So for me, you know, pepperoni pizza makes me feel really happy, makes me feel really good, you know. But during a time of fasting, I have to deny myself that. And that is what we're doing. Fast can last for varying lengths. They can be a day, 3 days, 7 days. Many ministries will fast for the entire Lenten season, so the full 40 days. And, you know, it just depends on what God gives to the visionary for your local assembly, whatever is the instruction that comes as it relates to fasting, I would encourage you to do it. I know of a situation where a ministry was called to a fast, and one person in particular in that congregation made the statement that, you know, God didn't tell me to fast. Well, God gave the instructions to fast to the leader of that particular ministry. And so that individual did not adhere to or accept the word of the Lord as it came through the leader for that ministry. And I have to say that individual dealt with some really serious consequences. And I'm not saying that it was just because they didn't fast or they went against what the Lord had given to the leader of that house. But I will say this: you put yourself in a position to not when you are not obedient, then there are going to be consequences. And fasting is one of those areas where your obedience will gain or benefit you so much. You will grow so much, and you will get so close to Christ and just be able to intimately commune with Him and hear His voice and feel His loving arms wrapped all around you when you are obedient as it relates to fasting. Your fasting should have an objective in mind. So again, at Fountain, we fast. We have prayer call on Wednesday mornings, and then we fast all day on Wednesday. And there are things that we lift up to the Lord corporately on behalf of our ministry, on behalf of individuals within the ministry, on behalf of others who send a prayer request in to our prayer call. We have an objective in mind when we are praying and fasting on Wednesdays. Fasting is not just, you know, oh, I'm going to just fast. There has to be a plan around it, and there has to be an objective and a reason. So fasting is very significant in the life of a Christian. It is not just something that you should do because you heard it was a good thing to do, you think it's a good thing to do. No, the Word tells us, the Word teaches us that we are to fast. The Word teaches us how to fast. If you study fasting in the Word, you'll see that there's several different types of fasts. And the duration of the fast is talked about in the Word. There are some fasts. So, for example, the fast that Esther called everyone on was a three-day fast. But the leader, the visionary of your church, the pastor or the bishop or the apostle, whoever is over your local assembly, will hear from God and will call the church on a fast. And when that happens, please be obedient. There will be benefits in your life that will not come except through fasting. There are some things that will only come through fasting. So while we are waiting on Jesus to return, we have to remember that fasting exemplifies our attitude of a spiritual hunger that will be satisfied but only through Christ, because the Word teaches us that those who hunger and thirst for righteousness will be filled. And we will be filled because we are spiritually hungry, and we are hungry and thirsting for our Savior, Jesus Christ. So I encourage you that if you are not fasting on a regular basis now, seek the Lord on that and find out from Him what regular fasting routine would He like for you to be on, and begin that, implement that in your spiritual walk starting tomorrow, and watch how your life is going to change. Again, fasting is very significant in the life of all Christians. Let's go to God in prayer. God, we thank You so much for Your Word, and we thank You for Your Word that teaches us that significant. Fasting is necessary. Fasting is required in the life of all Christians. God, I ask that You will teach us how to fast. Show us what we are to do. Show us when we are to fast. Show us how we are to fast. Show us how long we are to fast. God, and then as we grow and we begin to get stronger and are able to fast for even longer periods, God, we thank You in advance for the strength to be able to do that. God, we are hungry and thirsty for Your righteousness, and we want to be filled. God, we want our spiritual hunger to be filled with You and filled by You. So God, have Your way in our lives as we fast, and do what only You can do during this time of fasting. Show us, God, what You would have us to do and where You would have us to go. God, we thank You so much, and it's in the name of Your Son, Jesus, that we say amen. Praise God. Again, thank you so much for joining me tonight. I am Michelle Edelin, Assistant Pastor at Fountain of Living Waters Church. We are in Raleigh, North Carolina, 3540 Maitland Drive, Suite 101. If you're in the area, please join us. We would love to have you come and fellowship with us. We begin on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. with Bible Academy, which is verse-by-verse teaching of God's Word. We go right into Sunday morning service, and then we come back on Wednesday nights where we have Bible study, and we also open our food pantry so that we can help those who are in need of non-perishable food items as well as toiletries, personal hygiene items. So come on and join us over at Fountain of Living Waters Church. And remember, once you take a drink from the fountain that never runs dry, that fountain that offers life-sustaining water, that fountain that gives you life and it flows from Emmanuel's veins, that fountain that will just bless you over and over again. Once you take a drink from the fountain, you will never, ever thirst again. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining. If you ever want to reach out to us, you can reach me at our Facebook page, which is FOLWCPR, or you can just Google search Fountain of Living Waters Church, and our Facebook page will come up. You will be able to send me a message. I will respond. You can email me. I can respond directly to you privately. You can send a prayer request. We would love to hear from you. Come on and go over to our Facebook page. Again, it's Fountain of Living Waters Church, or you can find us at FOLWCPR on Facebook. And the CPR stands for I Connect, I Prepare, I Release. We connect with each other. We connect with Jesus Christ. We prepare through word study, fasting, prayer, praise, worship, and then we are released to go out and serve Jesus Christ. We are released to go out and share the gospel of Jesus Christ with everyone. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. I will see you next time. Bye-bye.